is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Democratic candidate Joe Biden's lead over U.S. President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania climbed from 5,000 votes early Friday to about 29,000 votes by late night, and that margin is expected to grow as remaining ballots are counted. Winning this pivotal state would propel Biden over the required threshold of 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the presidential election. Mr. Biden addressed supporters on Friday, but stopped short of claiming victory. If Mr. Biden does take Pennsylvania, his Electoral College lead would increase to 273 votes over Trump's current 214 vote total. Mr. Trump on Twitter Friday warned Biden not to claim early victory, saying that he could do the same and that legal proceedings are just beginning. Mr. Trump has accused Democrats of engineering fraud and irregularities to prevent him from winning re-election. But Benjamin Hovland, who serves on the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, told VOA there's been no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the country. He said it would be very difficult to pull off and require a vast conspiracy of people willing to commit thousands upon thousands of felonies. Meantime, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Saturday he hoped the next U.S. administration will have learned that sanctions cannot make Tehran bow to American policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has applied a maximum pressure policy and tough sanctions against Iran since his withdrawal from a landmark nuclear agreement with that country. Rouhani said in a televised speech, "We hope the three-year experience will be a lesson for America's next administration to abide by laws and regulations and return to its commitments." Iranian officials have said they will focus on the policies of the next U.S. administration rather than who becomes president. Tehran also stressed that a possible U.S. return to the nuclear agreement would have to be accompanied by compensation for damages caused by the withdrawal and a guarantee it will not be repeated. This is VOA News. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region in a worsening conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Ethiopia's prime minister sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. The prime minister said on state media Friday that airstrikes had already neutralized rockets that can hit a range of 300 kilometers from where they're stationed, 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front, whom he described as criminal clique bent on destabilizing the country. Lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. The upper house of parliament voted for a caretaker administration to be formed, the state-owned Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation reported. The news outlet also reported that a constitutionally acceptable election would ensue. Under the current prime minister, Tigray's leaders have complained of being unfairly targeted in corruption prosecutions, removed from top positions, and broadly scapegoated for the country's woes. Egyptians began voting Saturday in the second phase of a parliamentary election in which supporters of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi are expected to win. Some 63 million of Egypt's more than 100 million people are eligible to elect 568 of the 596 lawmakers in the lower house, which many see as a rubber stamp body for executive policies. The remaining deputies will be appointed by Sisi, a former general whose government over the past 6 years has launched a severe crackdown on dissent, targeting journalists, bloggers, lawyers, and intellectuals. The first phase of voting took place last weekend in 14 governorates, including the Mediterranean city of Alexandria and the south of Egypt. The second and final phase, which wraps up on Sunday evening, is being held in 13 governorates, including Cairo, the Nile Delta, and the Suez Canal. The new parliament will be the second to convene under Sisi, who took office in 2014 after leading the military's ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi the previous year. Searchers in Guatemala dug through mud and debris looking for an estimated 100 million people believed to be buried by a massive rainfall landslide from Eta.